Okay, I'd like you now to turn over to page 37, two pages ahead. And we're going to do a process now that takes us down into the soul to bring more light to the area of where our word of error is living in us. So when I lead you through this process, you will work with your own individualized word of error. And so one more time, begin to turn within by using the breath to bring our awareness to this moment of now. We enter the great circulation of the breath, which is symbolic of the circulation of all life that is individually taking place in us right now at the breath. Letting go into the breath. And now allowing the breath to serve as the passageway to move your awareness back deep into the cave of your heart. And in this awareness, you begin to see with the eye of the heart, the eye of love. And calling forth now that illumined light of wisdom that is the Christ in you here present among us. Allow Christ to begin to investigate your soul and examine your flesh, scrolling back through time, and now drawing up into your mind's eye the remembrance of one of your first significant experiences with your word of error. Allow Christ to draw up into your awareness your first formative experience with your word of error. And now seeing that before you in your mind's eye, begin to look and see what's happening, who's involved, what's taking place. And also notice approximately how old you are. See what's being played out in this experience before you. And now get a sense of how you were feeling in that experience. How did being in that experience make you feel? And allow that feeling to become real for you now as a felt sense. And continuing with the light of Christ, allow Christ to show you what you came to believe as a result of having those feelings in that experience. What did you come to believe? And now scrolling forward in time back to your present life circumstance that you are living today. I want you to look into your life today and see where those same feelings may be being re-experienced and how this belief may be being outpictured in your life experience today. And now I want you to look up and connect within to the Word of God that you're identifying with. Allow the presence of Christ in you to show you where this Word of God that you're identifying with is already an expression in your life. It may be in a very small way, but it is living in you. And so begin to allow Christ to show you how this Word of God is already in your experience of life, in some area of your experience of life. And now give thanks for all that's been given as you bring all of this awareness back into your heart. Begin to bring your awareness back to the breath, feeling your feet on the floor and your body in the chair, taking a deep breath and exhaling, and gently open your eyes and bring your awareness back to the room. Taking a deep breath, everyone coming back to the room. And starting in that rectangle that is second from the bottom, labeled number one, at the bottom of that rectangle it says, "This was my first experience with." I want you to write your word of error in there and the approximate age that you were when this experience happened. And then briefly describe the experience there, working your way up the what happened tree, back down to number four, and finally up to the cloud in number five. And I want you to write a statement of affirmation, a statement of truth that includes the Word of God that you're connecting with and identifying with for your healing. You can do this now at your own pace. Okay, now we're going to have Sherry stand up and I will guide her through the sharing of her What Happened Wisdom Tree so that then we can all stand witness with her for her healing by doing the agreement prayer. So, Sherry, first of all, how old were you approximately?
Around 10 or 11.
And what happened?
I was made fun of by my peers for clothes I didn't pick and often were hand-me-downs.
And so how did that make you feel?
Embarrassed, shamed, helpless.
And what did you come to believe?
I am not worthy of nice things.
And how is this showing up in your life today, this belief or this feeling?
I struggle to pay bills even though I tithe and am charitable.
Yes. And so what is the greater truth to be known for you? And I'd like you to say your statement by begin by saying the greater truth and then read your affirmation statement.
The greater truth is that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Sherry, I hear you, I see you, I agree with you, and the Christ in me supports your intentions with love. Amen.
Thank you
very much, Sherry. I think this is just amazing given where you were on here. Abundance that you're identifying with, the belief in lack, and your strategy of survival is struggle. And so if we can just get an image back there with Sherry being that little girl wearing hand-me-down clothes at a time of 10, 11 years old wanting to be included with her peers. And so she's struggling to be accepted and there's some concern and, you know, rejection about her not having what other people had. And so the thing that's important here, Sherry, is that the highest level of your response to that experience for your survival, for the survival of your personality, of who you were as that 10-year-old girl, was to struggle. That out of struggling, there was the sense that you would overcome someday. That you may not have it now, but someday. And so out of the struggle that you engaged in here to just survive in that atmosphere where people were, you know, I don't know, making fun of you and that you noticed that you lacked something that it appeared other people had. And so what happens is that what gets wired up in us is that we begin to approach life by struggle. That's all we know. That's all we know how to get our good is in struggling. And so I don't think it's any accident, even if you are tithing and doing your spiritual practice, that you are still in a sense of struggle here. And so what we've done is brought the light down into the source of the the circumstance where the idea of lack got anchored in Sherry in the depth of her soul. And all that happens in the soul is it automatically runs out its course. And once that gets wired up, she doesn't have another choice but to struggle until light can get down in there by her making a conscious choice to choose God and not her history. And so this is an excellent example, and I, you know, just would encourage you to continue to do your really, if you just do the homework that I'm going to give you now, I know that there's going to be some movement in this. This was a great example for us today. So everybody put your pens down. We're going to go back inside one more time. And thanking Sherry for her sharing. Come back to your breath and into your own awareness of your own releasing prayer, the error, your behavior, and the word of God you're identifying with. Bringing your awareness back into your heart. I want you to ask the light of Christ, the divine wisdom within you, who you are to forgive for your healing, who needs to be forgiven, and allow Christ to show you the face of who needs to be forgiven for the healing of your error. And when you have that person, taking a deep breath, bringing your awareness back to the room, I want you to turn to page 39. And at the top there, I want you to write a prayer for the healing of my relationship with, and put that person's name down there. And today's date. And on the other five lines that are on this prayer, I want you to fill in that person's name, their first name, on all of the other five lines that are blank.
If it's a parent, do you want us to use their first name, or
you have to decide that. The question is, if there's a parent, if it's the name of a parent, there'll be a time when you're going to do this that you may want to use mommy or daddy or what you call them at that age that you were, especially you, Sherry, what you were taken back to, or if you're going into this as an adult and you use their first name. You'll only know by the experience of it, because you want the name that is going to have the most felt experience in your flesh to bring the light down into your soul. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to read out loud this prayer together simultaneously, each of us using the face, the name of the person that Christ showed us that is to be forgiven so that the healing power of Spirit can work through us. So everybody take a deep breath. We'll begin with the prayer that there is only one life. Let us do this now. There is only one life. This life is good. This life is God. This life is my life now. In knowing that I am one with a life that is God, I therefore know that I am one with each and every expression of this divine and sacred life, which includes beloved Ronnie. Because I know that the one life of God cannot be against itself, I therefore know that I cannot be against Ronnie, nor can Ronnie be against me. Together in the perfect wholeness of the one life that is God, Ronnie and I can only be for a fuller and greater expression of our own true nature, which is love. And out of the self-giving nature of this love, there can only be a harmonious integration and a glorious revelation of the wholeness, perfection, and beauty of God through my physical flesh body now. I give thanks for the presence of Ronnie in my life, for For by this presence I have been shown a part of myself that I have yet to love, a part of myself which I now invite into the wholeness of my being, which is Christ. And it is in this awareness of oneness that I give thanks to the glory of God for the healing power and presence of love in my life. I am grateful. God is gracious. Amen.